Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think everybody acknowledged that DeAndre Hopkins' snap count was kind of a weird thing on Sunday against Buffalo, 47% of the snaps. And then you saw some numbers that were out there in terms of how effective the offense has been, of course, since he's joined. And I think some people would be out there and say, well, I don't even need numbers for that. Like, of course they've been better when DeAndre Hopkins is on the field.
Well, it seems obvious, and it is obvious, right? I don't think we need to, like, parse between, like, oh, really? I'm so shocked. Since they added DeAndre Hopkins, Patrick Mahomes' passer rating is 98.9. It ranks top six in the NFL. Without him, he had an 81.6 ranking. Fairly obvious numbers that you would expect out of there. But let me just tell you something. This is exactly why they got to find a way to get him on the field more. The rate in which he played in the last game is completely unacceptable. Below 50% of the snaps won't work because he does not have enough consistent wide receiver talent on the field if DeAndre Hopkins isn't on there. They're too predictable. They're too close to the line of scrimmage. Worthy's still a rookie. Whatever the things you want to factor into it, they have to have. Like, by the end of the season, I would like DeAndre Hopkins to be a 80% on the field guy. To this point, he's been like 60%. Last week, it was below 50%. And for the remaining weeks, as they continue to get him used to the offense, they have got to find a way to almost not run him into the ground, but like he has got to play way more. He's got to be way more involved in the offense. And for a player like Kelce, that they've always done a good job just like making sure he got the ball in some facet, I'd start doing that with D-Hop. You know that, like, he hasn't had a touch in the first quarter, so you know the first drive, the ball's going to DeAndre Hopkins no matter what? More of that. He's too important the rest of the way.
The playoffs are where we're going to see him ultimately have that much higher snap count. I still think on Sunday, the one thing we have to factor into anybody, whether it's, you know, if Pacheco plays, whether it's Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, DeAndre Hopkins in this conversation, knowing that there's a short week ahead and the opponent, if this thing in the second half is out of hand and the Chiefs are not in a dogfight with the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, I think we shouldn't expect 80% of the snaps from DeAndre Hopkins on Sunday. Like, I actually would be surprised at this point. Do I think it'll be more than 47%? Probably.
It's not going to be 80%, but I'd like to get it there.
But it depends on how the second half is going. You know, if they are actually up, fortunately, by two touchdowns or 17 points, and it's the fourth quarter, at that point, I would say, why would I want DeAndre Hopkins getting any touches? Why even risk that? You know, still remember, he is still, in wide receiver terms, an older wide receiver. I want to make sure that he's healthy, that he's still fresh and all of that. But of course, they're better when DeAndre Hopkins is involved. I mean, we saw the impact that he had immediately for this football team. But let's not, you know, the texter, I get your point. I don't think he's not playing with a torn MCL. He had a MCL issue earlier on in the season. That is true.
And I know that they're trying to, like, it's about the long game and all this, but 47% of the snaps. Like, if he played 60% of the snaps, I think the Chiefs have a 5-10% better chance to win. Like it's that significant for their offense because the rest of the wide receivers, just as a quick reminder, are Justin Watson and Juju Smith-Schuster, who'd been hurt for the last month, and a rookie in Xavier Worthy. They have no person I could consistently tell you I'm sure could be open on any play except DeAndre Hopkins. And Xavier Worthy, I'm getting to the point where I think he might be consistently open. I just don't know whether or not it's going to be complete or not. So, like, it becomes vital because what I think has happened here, and what I mentioned like yesterday with the vanilla part of the offense is that I think they've turned to relying too much on this, like Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, double tight end, tight formation. We'll just send out all those guys to receive coverages and instead need to go back to believing in their wide receiver unit to the best of their ability. I understand maybe in Christmas Day or whatever, maybe we'll get Hollywood back and that'll change the math a little bit, or maybe it's a slow buildup. But you get the point of where they are. Remember, he's just too important.
The high watermark, though, for D-Hop in a Chiefs uniform was the overtime game against Tampa. That was 9 targets, 8 catches, 86. Then against Denver, when the offense overall was not as effective, 5 targets, 4 catches, 56. And then last week in 47% of the snaps, 3 catches for 29 yards. So it's, I mean, the Tampa game, are we going to see an 8 catch or 9 target performance against Carolina? I would be surprised. I think it's more fitting that it'll be closer to the Denver game where he has 4 or 5 catches max in this football game on Sunday.
His over-under is like 48, 49 and a half. He is their only single reliable receiver right now. I guess part of this depends on what you think of Juju Smith-Schuster. I didn't want to, even after that game, get too carried away with Juju Smith-Schuster's performance. He had that one game where you're like, oh, look who's turning back the clock. They're finding Juju on the street, Kareem Hunt on the street, and these guys are pulling off massive upsets. But he couldn't even stay healthy. They used him too much one game, and then he wore down. You think that that's factoring into the DeAndre Hopkins stuff? Like, we overused Juju Smith-Schuster one time, and then that man couldn't walk for a month. So then we had to, like, cool it for a little bit just to come back around. If that's the argument, if it's just simply to keep DeAndre Hopkins healthy, I'll listen. But I still think that the key to all the health and all this other stuff we're talking about is the bye week.
Sure.
So, like, but I think you have to buy some now. You got to make sure you win some now in order to do it. It's harder in this Panthers game.
Yeah, see, this
if
is
the argument
opponent.
Is, like, if this opponent is the one, maybe not. Maybe I needed to make this point or a stronger argument for this point next Wednesday before they take on the Raiders, or even more so a week after that,
Chargers,
before they take on the Chargers. Speaking of the Chargers, by the way, they are the first Thursday night flex. Adam Schefter said the Week 16 game between the Broncos and the Chargers will now be on Thursday night football. So on Prime, the Browns-Bengals game got moved to Sunday.
As it should. And what week? You said what week is that again?
16.
Week 16. Okay. Why not? Both of those teams are going to have a chance to be maybe clinching a playoff spot at that point in time or knocking one of the other out. And the way both teams are playing, absolutely. And Harbaugh right now and what, you know, the attention that they're continuing to get, the Chargers are going to be a team that I think people, more and more people are interested in as the season continues. And the same could be said for Bo Nix based on his performance. So, yeah, that's a good – this is why flexing exists for matchups like that.
I will say for the Chargers now, it creates the exact same logjam that the Chiefs are just getting ready to go through. They will take on the Chiefs on the road on December 8th. They will then a week later take on the Bucks on December 15th. And then – have a short turnaround to the Broncos on Thursday night football versus 3 consecutive normal week schedules. That particular stretch run of 3 games in like 12 days, including Chiefs, Bucks, and Broncos, and a short week Broncos. Yeah, that's kind of tough for the Chargers, which is good for the Chiefs. Obviously, I'm not like, I don't care. Yeah. They have to play a tough schedule. It's good for them.